The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Hi, Michael.
How are you doing, Dawn? I think you got me confused with my father there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Michael Chitwood. Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right. I'm sorry.
I'm the better looking younger one.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry. You know what I did? My bad. Wrong Michael.
Sorry about that. That's my bad, actually. I gave you that information. How you doing, Junior?
No, that's okay.
Well, that's okay, because, Dawn, you did interview me a lot when I was with the Philadelphia Police Department. So,
look, I have a son, my teenage boy, so I have a son, Michael. So all you Michaels are good. Love you all, right? That's my
story. There's something unique about us, all us Michaels, I can tell you that.
It's so true. So true. The spirit of a warrior. So, you know, take me through it, what you see with what went down with, you know, and I know it's the subject of a lot of debate, and depending on where you get your news from, depending on which clip you see, there are people from all walks of life sounding off about this arrest. And first of all, I'm just going to say, thank goodness for the body cam for these officers.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was lucky. I was the police chief in Daytona Beach for almost 10 and a half years before I had elected sheriff. And we were one of the first police departments in the state, not only the state of Florida, but in the country, that went to full body camera implementation. So when you talk about knowing the ins and outs of body cameras, I tell you, I'm one of the people that know that. So you're exactly right. Thank God that they were wearing the body cameras. And that is what I would caution everybody. I know the Miami-Dade Interim Police Commissioner. She is a phenomenal and fair and transparent person. Let her do her review. Let her look at all the body camera footage from all the different angles. Mm-hmm. And then form an opinion. But to look at 30 seconds or 10-second video and say, oh, this is right, this is wrong, you're doing a disservice to everybody that's involved in that.
And so, you know, for this one, though, I was concerned for that one officer, not all three, one was put on administrative duty, because at first I thought, okay, maybe that's a standard operating procedure in that department. But then I thought, only one, to my knowledge, was on administrative duty. Is that a bad sign for this officer?
I don't think it's a bad sign. I think she's doing it to protect him from getting involved in anything else. Plus all the media scrutiny that's on top of him, everything he would be trying to do, he would be being followed around. So I think it's a pretty good decision. Get him off the street, get him out of the line of fire, and let's do the investigation totally. And you know, it's one thing we teach our recruits in the academy is, you know, it's really hard when you come off like John Wayne in the initial encounter to back down. It's easy to ramp up. It's really hard when you come off at 100 miles an hour and now say, well, now I need to drop the speed down on this car stop and drop it down to much further degree.
And so when you see this, and I know that, you know, we're not privy to all the different angles, and that's important that we don't have all the facts before us. But when you see what we're able to see, and a lot has gone viral with the body cam video, did these officers, in your opinion, follow what the training and the procedure would be for this situation?
I think they follow their training per se, because in Florida, and again, we don't know, some outlets are reporting he was stopped for speeding and driving without a license. Well, driving without a license in Florida is an arrestable offense. It's a misdemeanor of the second degree. So, you know, you can theoretically go to jail for being arrested for driving without a license. Most of the times you're not, you're given your tickets, and you're given what's called an NTA, notice to appear before a judge. And, you know, and everybody gets tired of hearing the officer safety thing, mm-hmm. but if you look at the last 14 or 15 police officers that have been shot and killed this year, you know, they were all ambushed,
yes,
sitting in a car, and somebody walks up to you and has a conversation filming, and you end up dead. The fact, I think the window played an issue in the way the officers responded. You know, he, according to his statement, Mr. Hill, he didn't want the window down because people would be driving by filming him. Mm-hmm. Well, part of that process is when you're stopped, you put the window down. And he said he did the right thing. He kept his hands on the steering wheel. He did all those things. But if you keep the window down and you try to explain to the officer, you know, you're going to go a lot further in that car stop. But on the flip side of that coin, it does appear, from what I'm seeing, it appears that that one motorist officer did have a chip on his shoulder when he approached the vehicle. Mm-hmm. And that kind of everything spiraled out of control from that point in time. And that's why I say you got to watch all the body camera footage and then make your determination from there.
Yeah, because, you know, Michael, we started out this morning and I said, you know, you always see the point of the escalation, but we don't know what was the encounter prior to that. And so that's what I'm just not sure of, because it seems like we missed the first part of what happened. We're only seeing the part where now there's some kind of engagement.
And I will tell you, one of the other beauties with the body cameras, and I don't know what their union policy is down there, but my body cameras, when we use Axon, when the officer hits that, or the deputy hits that record button, it actually recovers 30 seconds prior to that officer actually hitting that button. So there's a buffering effect for our Axon cameras that we set at 30 seconds. So, you know, you capture that 30 seconds that's not there. I don't know if they have that feature, if their union allows them to have that feature. But, you know, we have it all the time. I mean, I have it here. I've had controversial things here, and the body camera has showed the good, the bad, and the ugly of the stop. But you always implore people, before you form that opinion or inject race into it or inject anything into it, be objective and let's see everything that comes out. Give the police commissioner down there a chance to sort through all this, and then make your criticism from there.
Yes.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
And I just want to make your point, as you were talking about the statistics, Michael Chitwood, but the study of the data from the FBI is that between 2021 through 2023, more police officers were killed, and this was criminally killed, than in any other consecutive three-year period over the past 20 years. And so nearly 200 officers were killed in just a three-year period. And that's a huge difference from officers in past three-year periods, where tragically you saw, usually on average, it was 60 or 61 officers in 2022, 60 officers in 2023. But the total there, if you look at it, we've seen this hike, this disturbing spike in these kinds of ambushes and murders of law enforcement officers who are on duty. And so I just want to accentuate that. For you, as you look at this, should officers just be trained differently? I mean, I'm just, you know, my son, full disclosure, my Michael, who's going to Penn State for criminology, you know, and he's rethought, he's now taking a business class. He's like, I don't know. And this is the problem. You know, you have individuals who are still maybe going for their degree. They're thinking about criminology and they're thinking, do I really want to do this and open myself up to this kind of scrutiny? And so do we need to train officers? I'm thinking, if I'm an officer and I pull somebody over and they refuse, I'm getting back in my vehicle and I'll radio for, I don't know. You know what I mean? Should we be training officers differently to say, oh, they're not going to comply, but we want to, you know, we want to watch their rights. So we're going to get back in the vehicle.
Well, let me say this to you. Number one, law enforcement now more than ever needs good people to become part of your organization. You know, I'm fortunate down here. I'm one of the very few sheriffs that have their own police academy. So I'm able to screen everybody that we hire from beginning to end. And then they're in class for 1,200 hours where they're under constant supervision of the best and the brightest of my organization. So a lot of it comes down to sometimes, you know, remember, we hire from the human race. No matter how much we train you or how we train you, I can't prevent you from having a bad day, you know, and sometimes that's what some of these encounters come down to. It was just a bad day. But sometimes it's as simple as just following the orders that we give you. You know, keep your hands on the steering wheel. Yes, no. Keep your window down while we can conduct the stop. We can allay our fears that you're not armed. We can allay your fears, but we're not going to be overly aggressive in the stop. But if you look at these stops, overwhelmingly, the person who's the instigator is the person who was stopped. When all you had to do was just say, yes, no, here's my license, here's my insurance, stand by, give me 2 seconds. And I will say this emphatically, from what I'm hearing, the officer did not know who the hell Tyreek Hill was.
Obviously.
He didn't know that. And I'm sure had he just put his window down and said, hey, I'm sorry. Would you stop me for? Or we stop you doing 60 and whatever. Oh, geez, I'm so sorry. I'm late for the game. I'm a receiver for the Dolphins. What do we need to do here? What do you need?
Hey, Sheriff.
I think that would have set the tone for the entire stop.
Yeah,
agreed. Sheriff, question for you, because we got one on YouTube from a Jimmy talking about the tinted windows. Curious the legality of tinted windows in Florida and whether this could have all prevented had his windows not been tinted and the officers could see inside that he wasn't loading a gun or anything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Tinted windows are legal down here. I don't know what the grade is, 3%, whatever the grade is, but it is Florida. Everybody has tinted windows. You know, it's 95 down here right now where I'm at, and the sun is blistering, so everybody has them. And that's something that when we go out into the public, we try to educate folks when we walk into different communities and say, listen, here's the correct way to act. Unfortunately, I have a great relationship with the NAACP. They bring me into schools and different places and say, look, when you get stopped, here's what you need to do. Keep your hands on the steering wheel, keep your window down, stay calm. You have the right to ask why you're being stopped. You have the right to do this. You have the right to do that. You have the right to ask for a supervisor, and they have to supply one to you. So you just have to remember, you can't adjudicate things on the side of the road. That's when things turn horrible. If you just take a deep breath, everything's going to work out. And the same thing applies to us.
Yeah.
You know, don't go from 0 to 100. And in this case, there were a bunch of motors officers out there with them. I think, you know, the body camera footage shows at least 3 or 4.
Yeah.
So they're out there running radar. It's opening day in Miami, for crying out loud. There's cops from every police agency in South Florida there. So, you know, and sometimes that's what, you know, sadly, the encounters are that. You have a motorist who's not really following the rules, and you could have a deputy or a police officer who's not having the best of day, and now you're on national news over something that probably could have been handled if everybody looked at it and said, geez, had I done this little thing, we wouldn't be having this discussion right now.
So true. Well, Sheriff Michael Chitwood, Jr., thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope we can chat again. It's great to talk.
Well, all I got to tell you is I'm coming up there for the Eagles game on Monday night, and I'm walking to the stadium. So,
drop in, Mike.
I love it. I love it.
Awesome. We'll be in communication, Mike. Let's get that going.
We'd love to have you in the house.
You guys take care.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.